Before we go back to Gittin, maybe I'll do a little bit Parshas HaShavua. The pasuk in Koheles draws a contrast between one who takes a neder and does not fulfill a neder, and one who doesn't take a neder at all. So it says, from the option of being A or B, the pasuk says, Tova shelatida mishitida v'loy tishalim. Better not to take a neder at all, rather than to take a neder and to violate it. That's a pshita. That's a pshita. So why does the pasuk have to tell me that? So apparently it's talking about a neder l'dvar mitzvah. The two parshias in the Torah of Nedarim. One is in Parshas Matos and one is in the middle of Dvarim. So Parshas Matos is talking about what we call nidri harshus. A person gets angry at his cousins and he takes a neder. He's not going to eat by the bar mitzvah. He's not going to, he gets angry at the rabbi. He's not going to daven in that shul. Takes a neder or shul, whatever. So he shouldn't take such a neder. But if he took such a neder, such a shul, it says le'achal devara k'chala yetz mipiv yasen. So the Rambam counts that as one of the 613 mitzvahs. That's a mitzvah. So I say k'chala yetz mipiv yasen. What do you mean? It's a mitzvah. He doesn't attend the bar mitzvah, and he doesn't daven in that shul, he davens in another shul, he doesn't daven at all, whatever the story is, he has fulfilled the mitzvah. So it means it's an iser aseh, it's not a kiyum mitzvah. Sometimes you have an iser aseh, and sometimes you have a kiyum aseh. Like the Rambam writes, kol tzipa tohara tochelu is counted as a mitzvah aseh. Mitzvah to have chicken every day, once a day, every day. Okay, mitzvah to lay tefillin every day, mitzvah to daven every day, mitzvah to say kriyashma every day, so mitzvah to have chicken every day. So it means that it's an Iser Aseh. It doesn't mean that it's a Kiyum Aseh. Sometimes you have an Aseh, it's an Iser Aseh. Sometimes you have a Kiyum Aseh. Sometimes you have an Aseh, which is both a Kiyum Aseh and an Iser Aseh. So that's the one Pasuk. Then you have another Pasuk in the middle, Chumash Dvarim, when it says, Votzu Sasecha Tishma V'yalsisa Kasher Nadarta L'Hashem Alkech Nadova Kasher Dibarta V'Ficha. So that parsha is speaking about nidre mitzvah. Person takes a neder to bring a korban to the Beis Hamikdash. A person takes a neder to give tzedakah. So that says mitzvah secha tishmar. You should fulfill the neder. So that's not stama. If you bring the korban, so you didn't violate the iser aseh. No, it's more than that. If you bring the korban, you have fulfilled the kiyum mitzvah. Not only you have. I can bring a carbon without taking a neder also. So then I have a kiyum mitzvah that I brought a carbon. But here, if I took a neder to bring a carbon, and I bring the carbon, so I get schar for taking the neder, and I get schar for bringing the carbon. They're two different mitzvahs. So the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs counts these two mitzvahs as one. He says it's like the Rambam has a klal and sherish test, that when you have a kefal mitzvah, when the Torah repeats the mitzvah several times, so you only count it once in the minyan mitzvahs. Like duchening, it says Kosav Orchaz Bnei Yisrael. Then it says Amor Lahem. Then it says V'samoshmi Al Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara says that if a kohen is called upon to duchen and he doesn't duchen, so he's over on three yesen. He's mevatel three yesen. So the Rambam says the pasuk says three times he should duchen, but in the minyan mitzvahs it's only counted as one. And Tefillin says in four different parshas Shema B'Hayom Shmaya Kadesh V'Yoki V'Echo says four times he should lek Tefillin, but it's not counted as four mitzvahs. It's counted as one mitzvah. So the Rambam writes the same over here, that there's a mitzvah saseh, and there's a mitzvah lo saseh in the Dorm, in Shavuos. There's a mitzvah saseh, lo yachal k'chol ha'yetzim mipiv yaseh, then mitzvah sechot tishma v'yosiso kasher nadarta l'Hashem l'kecha nedovo, kasher dibarta v'fich, that's a kefal ha'mitzvah, to repeat. And then there's a lo saseh lo yachal dvar. The Ramban on the Sefer HaMitzvahs is masing on the Rambam, and he thinks that this should be counted as two distinct mitzvahs, because he says one is a nidre mitzvah, and where there's a kiyum mitzvah, he's fulfilled the mitzvah by taking the neder, by fulfilling the neder. He has a mitzvah whenever he gives tzedakah. You have a mitzvah whenever you bring a korban. But if you took a neder to bring the korban or to bring the tzedakah, and you fulfill it, then there's another mitzvah of having fulfilled your neder. And then there's another essay that's an iser aseh. And the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah says that there are another two distinctions between these two parshiyos. That if you have a nidri harshus, there's no din of balti acher. Let's say a person takes a neder, he has to lose weight, so the doctor says he should stop eating potato chips for a month. So he's a young person, he has a whole lifetime ahead. So he takes a neder, he will abstain from potato chips for a month sometime in the future. He has a choice of picking whenever the month will be. So he can pick Tavshin Samachtes, he can pick Tavshin Ayin, he plans to live another 100 years. He can pick Tavshin Ayin Aleph. So maybe Chashina Lamisa, the Gemara discusses Chashina Lamisa, okay. But is the leaving out the issue of Chashina Lamisa, is there a Dina Baltacher that he has to fulfill his neder within Sholosh Regalim? You shouldn't wait more than Sholosh Regalim, you shouldn't wait more than Yid Beis Chodesh, more than Hashanah. Gemara says either Sholosh Regalim or Hashanah, whichever comes first. So the Ramban writes, he doesn't think that there is any Baltacher on Nidri Harshus. Lo sacha l'shama is when it's a kiyam mitzvah, fulfill the mitzvahs quickly. Hurry up to fulfill the mitzvah. If a person took a neder, takes a neder, he's not going to daven in this shul. He's going to boycott the shul for a year. Maybe that's a nidre mitzvah when he takes a neder to lose weight. Maybe that is a nidre mitzvah, but leaving that out, let's say not a nidre mitzvah, nidre harshus. He says he's angry at the rabbi, he's going to boycott the shul for a month, and he didn't decide which month it's going to be. So we say that he should pick the earliest month. He should hurry up quickly and not to wait Shalosh Regalim. So the Ramban writes in the Sefer Mitzvos, he thinks that Baal Te'acher only appears there in the middle of Parsha. And where is it? In Shoftim? Shoftim, I think. Kisida Nero, L'Hashem Elokech, L'Sa'ach L'Shalma. He said that's only by Nidrei Mitzvah, not by Nidrei Harshus. The Zeran and the Dorim writes not so. The Zeran and the Dorim says the other funny way. That if a person takes a neder, he won't eat potatoes for a month, but he has the right to designate which month to pick whichever month he wants. So the Zeran says he has Sholosh Regalim to hurry up and shake a leg and pick the month. Otherwise, he's in violation of Baal Te'acher. So Rabbi Kideger on the side of the Gemara, the Gilgan Ashas, points out that the Ramban on the Sefer HaMitzvahs does not agree with that Zeran. Ramban came first. Ramban thinks that Baal Te'acher only applies to Nidrei Mitzvah. And then the Ramban writes, he thinks there's a third distinction also between Nidrei Mitzvah and Nidrei Harshus. Does a person have to say Hareni Noida, Hareni Nishba? If a person takes a Nidrei Harshus and Neder, a Rishua has to say Hareni Noida, Hareni Nishba, or a Lashon in any other language that's a translation of Hareni Noida, Hareni Nishba. But if the person takes a nidrei mitzvah, he doesn't even have to say harini noda harini nishba. Let's say he says, "Akum v'yeshna perek zeh." I'll wake up early tomorrow morning before shachris, and I'll learn a perek mishnayis. So he doesn't have to say harini noda, doesn't have to say harini nishba. He just says, "Akum v'yeshna perek zeh," or he says, he doesn't say, "I pledge to give $100 to tzedak." I'm going to give $100 to tzedak. He didn't say harini noda, didn't say harini nishba. So the Ramban thinks, based on Gemara, that it would appear from the Gemara that that's binding. The Nidrei Mitzvah, you don't have to have a Loshen Harei Noda Harei Nishba. Nidrei Harshus, that's where it says Shvuas and the Dorim. Nidrei Mitzvah, you don't need a Loshen Neda, you don't need a Loshen Shvu. These are the three distinctions that the Ramban draws. So one might have thought, getting back to the Pasuk in Koheles, one might have thought mistakenly that if a person pledges to give money to tzedakah, a person pledges to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, even if later on it turns out that he's unable to, so maybe he has fulfilled the mitzvah by taking the pledge. So that's what the pasuk is, kamashmalon tova sheloti de meshitida veloy tishalem. It's better not to take a net at all. Rather than take a net and not fulfill it, so he'll say, well, he fulfilled the mitzvah of taking a net. No. If he takes neder, he doesn't fulfill it. So he's over on the neder. So it says, Tova shelo tidar, and shetidar v'loy tishalim.
What about the machshava alone?
Machshava in your mind. Machshava, oh. In Shulchan Aruch, we have machmer on that. A neder by korbonis. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk in Dira Yomim. The Gemara in Shavuos learns that from a pasuk in Dira Yomim. Kol nediv le'voilus eviyu. Those who had pledged in their heart to bring a korban oilu to the Beis HaMikdosh were obligated to when they brought it. The rule usually is Labate Bisosam. You have to pronounce a neder of the Shvuah Bepeh. And if you don't pronounce Bepeh, Goma Belibo Tzach Lahoitze Bisosam. If you didn't pronounce it, it's not binding. So the Gemara says that Nidrei Hegdish are an exception to the rule. So we have Machmed, the Rabbeinu Tam, quoted by the Rosh in the first Perek in Tainan, says that we follow that Rabbi Natan. He says that if a person takes a neder b'leiv to fast the Tainan, so that's binding also. So the different versions exactly what the Rabbi Natan meant to say. So we assume that even nidrei tzedakah are also binding b'leiv. Not only nidrei hegdash, even nidrei tzedakah, and even nidrei mitzvah. A person made up his mind that he's going to learn daf yomi every day, or he's going to give a dalat tzedakah every day, or something. So if he makes up his mind that neder l'dvar mitzvah, so we treat that the same as nidrei hegdash. Yeah, all nidrei mitzvah chal b'leiv. U'machna like that, Rabbi Natan. So the Gemara has a machlekes on the first daf in Chulah, machlekes of Meir Rabbi Yudah. The pasuk in Kohelus only gives you two alternatives. There's the third possibility. Noider Mishalim. So is that the best of all? Noider Mishalim. And he say no. Tov mizeh mizeh sheina noider kolikar. Better than the one who is noider Mishalim, and better than the noider veina Mishalim is ain't a noider kolikar. So that's the accepted opinion. Tov mizeh mizeh sheina noider kolikar. Best is never to take a neder at all, because of the hashash. Even though the pasuk in Koheles is very unclear. Tova shel atina mishitida v'lo tishalim. A is better than B, but what about C? Doesn't say. So that's what the Gemara quotes. Machlek zameh rabbiudin. That's how we assume. It's best never to take a neder at all. So how come Yankov Avinu takes a neder? V'yidah Yankov neder leimar. And Parshas Vayetze. How come he takes a neder? And then the other question is, Medrash is bothered with the question, why does it say leimar? It says so many times in the Chumash, Vaydabra Hashem al Moshe leimar. So the Gemara in the first Perek in Yuma translates that word lemar not the way we usually translate. We usually say Vayadabra Hashem al Moshe. So in modern Hebrew we would put a colon, we put a quotation mark. Lemar means say. In modern Hebrew you don't need lemar, you put in a colon and quotation. You don't even the colon, you just put quotations in fartik. So the Gemara does not understand it like that. The Gemara understands Vayadabra Hashem al Moshe lemar li Yisrael. The Rabbanu Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu all the din. And he told him he authorized them to tell it over to Bnei Yisrael, Leimar Yisrael. If he wouldn't have authorized them to say it over to Bnei Yisrael, it would have been forbidden for Moshe Rabbeinu to say it, because Mikan, from this phrase that appears, this pasuk that appears so many times in the Chumash, Vayadabra Hashem Moshe Leimar, you see that if I tell you something, if I tell you I'm thinking I'm getting divorced, I tell you I'm thinking about quitting yeshiva, something, that's understood that it's private information. But if I tell you something, doesn't seem to be so private. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to reveal the information that I told you to anybody else unless I gave you permission, unless I made it clear that you have a right to tell it to the public, that I'm entitled to my privacy, you're not allowed to violate my privacy. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Adam Hashem al Moshe, Leimar li Yisrael, if he wouldn't have authorized him to tell Bnei Yisrael, it would have been forbidden. Moshe Rabbeinu would have not been allowed to tell over the dinim to Bnei Yisrael. So that's how the Gemara understands in Yuma. Chafetz Chaim quotes this when he talks about all the dinim. What you're allowed to say about someone else, what you're not allowed to say, what's Loshon Hara, what's Rechilus, what's Hoytzua Shemra. So he talks about included in the things that you're not allowed to talk about are to break someone else's privacy and confidence. So that's what it means, Leimar. So how do you translate? By Yehuda Yankov Neder Leimar, Miyeh Lekim Yamadi. What do you mean, Leimar Yisrael? What do you mean, Leimar? So the Medrash says, yeah, Tosfos on the first daf in Chulin quotes the Medrash. It's quoted the first page in Yerideh Chela Gimel. Chela Gimel Yerideh starts with Hilchus Nedarim. So on the first page it says, Tov Mizeh Mizeh Sheina Noda Kalika. Best is never to take any Nedarim at all. But it says an exception to the rule is learned out from this pasuk. Vayida Yankov Neder Leima Ledoris, to teach Bnei Yisrael in the future generations. What did he teach us? That it's a mitzvah lidor, either mutal lidor, and we accept that it's a mitzvah lidor be Eis Tzorah. He was running away from his brother Esav, so he needs as many schusim as he can have. So it's not right to say, I'm going to give tzedakah, and Baruch Shalom, in the schus of my giving tzedakah, you should save me from my brother Esau. That you're not allowed to say. The Gemara says, then you're in violation of Lo Tenasu Es Hashem. You're not allowed to test out the Baruch Shalom. It means when you do a mitzvah, and you say, look, I davened well, and I gave tzedakah, and I put on tefillin today, and I learned the whole day, and I went to Minyan, and I did everything right, so give me a break, and be nice to me, and pull me out of this Eis Tzara that I have. So that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to ask the Rabbanu Shel Olam in the schus that I did a mitzvah. The Gemara says the one exception to the rule is Meiser. When the farmers, Havi was called Amase, Beisa Otsa Bechanunin or Bazos, Loshim Bechina. You can test me out that the Rabbanu Shalom told us, Asa Te Aser, Asa Beshvil Shetis Hasher. If you give the Meiseris, it's as Gula for Hashiris. A person who gives Meiseris is permitted to test the Kodesh Bochum and say, I did what you told me to do. I gave the Meiseris to the Meiser Rishon, I gave to the Levi. Avios kol amasa beisoitza. The Nevi'im told Bnei Yisrael at the beginning of the Tkufas by Sheni they should bring. Strictly speaking, you can give the Maaserishin to any Levi you want. So Ezra konas asalvim, and he said that you should give the Maaser to the Kohanim. Gemara has two versions: whether you have to give it to the Kohanim, or you're permitted to give it to the Kohanim. Gemara Ksubis has two versions what the penalty was. So he said you should bring it. Avios kol amasa beisoitza. The farmer should bring the Maaser Rishon to the Beis HaMikdosh and they'll distribute it among the Kohanim there in the Beis HaMikdosh. B'chonunin or b'zos. Im lo yeftach lachem arubis ha-shamah ha-rekos lachem brochad li-tai. Test me out. You have a right to say I gave the Maaser and I want to have hatzloche in Parnassah. B'chonunin or b'zos. The Gemara said that's one and only exception to the rule. The Ramon Yoredei claims when a person gives Maaser Ksofim, so he also has a right to test that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu means he has a right to say, I gave my Maaser Ksofim, and now I want you to do an exchange, what you promised, that it should be as Gula for Hashiris. And many Acharonim disagree with the Ramah on the Daf and Yeridei. Many Acharonim disagree. They say, no, that's only Maaser for the farmers. That's not Maaser Ksofim. Maaser Ksofim is Tzedakah. In Tzedakah, we don't find that you're permitted to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu in exchange. Here, it's not that Yaakov Avinu said, I did a mitzvah of tzedakah, and therefore in the schar, as a schar for the tzedakah, I want you to protect me. He says just the reverse. He makes a deal with the Rebbe Shlomo. He is the Esav. Yaakov Avinu is running away for his life. He was told by his mother that Esav misnachem lahargech. Esav is planning to kill you. So Yaakov is running away. So he makes a deal with the Rebbe Shlomo that if I survive and I succeed in life and I'll become a wealthy man, now he doesn't have a penny to give away to tzedakah. He's broke. He says, if someday I'll become wealthy, he promises that he's going to give Maaser Ksofim. Aser Asrein Aloch. He's going to give Maaser Ksofim to tzedakah. It's not that he gave the tzedakah and he says, as a reward for giving the tzedakah, I want you to be matzal me. No, that's what the Ramah thinks you're allowed to ask as a reward for Maaser Ksofim. The Pasuk doesn't say that at all. The Pasuk has the reverse. He says, he makes a deal with the Rabbanu Shel Olam. If you will help me pull through the Eis Tzara, so then and I will be successful in Parnassus, so then he promises to give tzedakah. The Gemara has such a story in Maseches Tainis. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Daniel, that Daniel was fasting Tanesim, and he took Nidorim to fast Tanesim, and when a person fasts the Tainis, the Gemara has an expression in Maseches Brachos that he loses a little bit of weight, a mashu of weight you lose, that miyotchel bevidomi, he loses a little fat and he loses a little blood because he didn't eat that day. So mid chelva yadami should be considered by a Kodesh Baruch as if I had brought a korban on the mizbech, and if I had, as if I had sprinkled the dam on the mizbech, and as if I had burnt a chelav on the mizbech. So Daniel says, miom shenasati alibi leisanus lofanecho. From the day that I accepted the neder to fast, the Rebbeinu Shlom already answered his prayers. So the Gemara says, you see that the Kabbalah, that's a nidrei mitzvah. A nidrei mitzvah, a nidrei harshus is not a mitzvah. A nidrei harshus is an iser asay. But nidrei mitzvah to fast or to bring a korban or to give tzedakah, the nidrei mitzvah themselves are a kiyum mitzvah. It's a kiyum asay to take such a neder mitzvah. Usually we don't recommend it because he may violate the neder. But if it's b'yeis tzara, then we say muta lida b'yeis tzara, and we even say more than that, mitzvah lida b'yeis tzara. It's a mitzvah to take such a neder. So Daniel says, and Sefer Daniel says, from the day that he had taken the neder tainis, even before he even began to fast, his prayers were already answered. So the Gemara tells a story that the government, the Goyish government, made a gzeir against the Jewish people. So the Rabbanim said, we have a system, we're going to be Goyish Tainus, and everyone will fast, and the gzeir will be broken. So the government heard about that, so they made a gzeir, they're not allowed to fast. So what are they going to do? They're not allowed to fast. So they said, okay, they were Mekabal Neda Tainus, when the gzeira will be bottled, then we're going to fast. What good is it after the gzeira is already bottled? What is going to help that we're going to fast then? If the gzeira is over, what do I have to fast? No, because they learned that from the Pasuk in Daniel, that the Kabbalah's Neda Tainus is already a kapara. So the Gemara says, and it worked. They were Mekabal Likishayir Bachlehem. When the tzara will go, they can't fast now, the government will put him in prison. So the Mekabal Neda Tainus, when the gzeir will be over, then they're Mekabal now that they're going to fast later. So the same is true, let's say a person is in a difficult situation. He lost all of his wealth. So it's shaykh to say, if my economic situation will improve and things will be the way they were before, so then he's mekabel neder tzedaka now, likishayir vachli, when things will be better later, like Yankov Avinu says, then aser asrei aloch, he promises to give tzedaka. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. We learn that from this pasuk. It's a mitzvah lida v'yeis tzara. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Rishonim on, you have in the back of the regular Gemara Nedarim, they printed, in back of the regular Gemara, they have the Rif. Back of Nedarim, the Ramban didn't have a Rif on Nedarim. We have a Rif on Nedarim. Ramban didn't have. So he wrote a Sefer like Hilchas Arif. And then you have printed on either side, you have the Rif and the Ramban. One column next to the other column. And then you have printed on either side, you have the Nemukhi Yosef, and you have the Ritzvo. Other commentaries on the side of the Ramban on Nedarim. So in the beginning of Maseches Nedarim, where the Gemara quotes this Machlekes Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, the same is quoted the first daf in Chulin. So the Ritvo and the Nemukhi Yosef both raised the question, how come we make appeals in all the shuls? Why is it permissible to make an appeal? That's the accepted opinion. So the Rishonim say that the Minhag started to make appeals on Sholosh Regalim and on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why? Because the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, Barbara Prakim Hoylam Nidon, the whole world is judged four times the year. So Yom Adin is considered an Eis Tzara. So it's Taka Mitzvah Lida be Eis Tzara. So that's why it's permissible and recommended. It's Taka Mitzvah to be Mekabel Nedarim. Nidrei Mitzvah. It's an Inyan to take a Neder Mitzvah when a person is be Eis Tzara. And even if the neder is not to give tzedakah now, the neder is likishayir vachli. He just lost all of his wealth. So he takes a neder. If all the wealth will be regained, that's how Yaakov Avinu says. He's penniless now. He's running away from his brother. Has nothing to give. Has nothing to give to tzedakah. He says, if later on I'll be successful in life, he pledges to give tzedakah at that time. So that's a mitzvah lita b'yeis tzon. Then in Yerideya, they quote from the Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, from the author of the Sefer Hasidim, that he says that neder b'yeis tzara is in a certain sense like a krisis bris. So it's not really proper. It's not proper to be mata neder. That's a person took a neder to give $20,000 to tzedakah. He wasn't thinking. Then he realized he doesn't have so much money. What's he pledging? $20,000. He can't afford so much. So he can make a hataras nedarim. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, he can make a hataras nedarim either pesach acharata, either form of hataras nedarim. The Shach quotes a tshuva. The Shach over there in Yerideya Chelek Gimel quotes a tshuva from Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi that it's not right to be matid nidrei mitzvah based on charata. What do you mean? He has charata that he pledged to give money to tzedakah. Shouldn't have charata on that. Pesach. I didn't realize that I don't have so much money. If I would have realized, I wouldn't have pledged to give so much to tzedakah. Sometimes it'll be mamish and neder tois. You won't even need the hataras nedar. Sometimes, just like a tois is mevatel nekach hamemkan, and tois is mevatel get in kiddushin, whatever you need does, So tois is mevatel. So tois is mevatel on neder and a shvua as well. So sometimes you won't even need a hataras nedar. Pesach is a by a stretch. The bezin has the right to declare that it's a neder tois. Strictly speaking, it really shouldn't have been a neder tois. A special kula that the bezin has the right to declare it. So sometimes you need a bezin to declare it, and sometimes it'll be a neder tois by itself. So the Shach quotes from Batzal Ashkenazi, a neder lidvar mitzvah is not right to be matar al yidei charote. It's not right to have charote from pledging to do a mitzvah. It doesn't sound right. You have charote. The Gemara says, atoyal rishonis. If a person did mitzvahs all of his life and then later in life he has charote while he was religious, he changes his mind, has charote, so he loses the reward for all of the mitzvahs. So be here. The guy has charote. He pledged to give $20,000 to Tzedakah, and he has charote that he pledged. He shouldn't say he has charote. He doesn't have charote. He'd say, I made a mistake. I would have realized that I don't have so much money to afford. He doesn't shop. His wife does all the shopping. He didn't realize that everything is so expensive. He thought he's making so much money that he can afford $20,000. He's not making so much money. He gives $20,000, he won't be able to eat 7 days a week. He'll have to fast every Monday and Thursday. So that could be that's a neder tois. Doesn't need a hataras nedarim. You would need a hataras nedarim, but the Shach quotes, it's not right to be matar neder l'dvar mitzvah ayidei charota. So then the Shach quotes from Rabbi Yudah Chosid, but if it was a neder b'eis tzara, that's like a krisis bris with the Rabbanu Shalom. The fellow's dying in the hospital, or he just lost all of his wealth. So then he makes a deal with the Rabbanu Shalom. If you do this for me, then I'll do this for you. So then the Rabbanu Shalom delivered on his half of the deal, and I'm backing up. So Rabbanu Shalom may back out from his half of the deal. So that's why the Rabbi Yudah Chosid said it's a special kind of a neder. A neder, be a story, you should be careful not to be matan neder. So the Rishonim say that this is the exception to Shalosh Regalim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, since the Yemei Hadin, Barbar Prakam Olam Nidon, so that's considered an Eis Tzara. So that's why it's a mitzvah leader. The Mashgiach in Yeshiva used to say, he was from Slabotka, so he said in Slabotka they used to say, Rosh Hashanah on a Kabbalah is Nishkin Rosh Hashanah. If a person doesn't make Kabbalah, the Bali Musa used to say, if a person doesn't make Kabbalah before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he should be mekabel upon himself, nidrei mitzvah. He should be mekabel, obviously, to be ma'abes sedra, to learn every day, a little bit by yom, a little bit by laila, to be mekabel things that he thinks he'll be able to fulfill. You got to be mekabel something to stay up every Thursday night and learn the whole night. That's not so easy. So that he should be mekabel things that he thinks he'll be able to observe. So that's taka the mitzvah lead, the b'yisar. So the Abba Prokem Olam Nidan Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, that's an Eis Tzara. Or if a person is sick, that's an Eis Tzara. If a person just lost his wealth, that's for sure an Eis Tzara. There are times that are considered Eis Tzara without the halacha declaring as such. We can figure out on our own sometimes what's considered an Eis Tzara. That's one of the dinim that is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in today's parsha.